So then Sunday morning, talk to us about waking up Sunday morning and what it was like. What did you do?
Sunday morning was different than weekday nights because Reveille didn't go until 7 o'clock. I was the petty officer in charge of my division at that time. I got my people roused up and they all went to have breakfast. When they finished breakfast, they reported to their workstations on the top side, the cleaning stations for Sunday and getting things ready for church services. When Pearl Harbor hit at 8:05, I was sitting in my bunk. I had dungaree pants on and a pair of rubbers on. I didn't even have shoes on. Sitting there reading the paper. My crew was up doing their work. And the band that lived in the quarters right below us had gone up to topside and set up the sound colors. So the first thing I knew, the band threw their instruments down the damn hatch and run down yelling that we were under attack. And about that time, General Quarters was sounded.
General Quarters, what is that?
General Quarters.
It was sounded. Tell us what that means.
Well, General Quarters, the officer of the deck, told the junior officer of the deck to sound General Quarters. And he pulled the alarm, the general alarm. And then they passed the word that this was no drill. We were under attack and man your battle station immediately.
You were sitting on your bunk when you heard all this.
Yeah, I was off of my bunk long before.
Tell us what you were doing then as you heard this news coming down. What was your first?
Well, I wanted to get my crew up in the turret, turret four, where they belonged. So I was fighting my way to get up the top side, and the band was coming down, and all kinds of people coming down, too, so it was difficult.
And you were trying to work your way up.
But I got on top side where my crew was, and we manned the turret. But you don't fire 14-inch guns at airplanes. But we manned their turret.
Can you explain to us what a turret is?
Well, a turret is an armored cover for a 14-inch gun. It fires a projectile that weighs 1,400 pounds. These projectiles were down in the bowels of the ship in magazines, along with bags of powder that were put into these guns and then fired. And they project the projectile out through the gun. Well, first of all, we got word that we wanted to take the lines in. We were going to get underway.
Did you observe the bombs and the planes? Tell us about what
all
you
day
saw.
Long. We had one torpedo bomber hit us with his torpedo. We saw that. Hit us in port quarter. Then we had bombs dropping all around us. They were hitting us and they were near misses. So we had a lot of fire on board. We got word to go to different damage control stations to assist in the putting out of fires and taking care of casualties and what have you, and bringing the lines in so we could get underway. Talk about getting a battleship underway. The fire rooms need a good 2 hours to get steam up on the boilers, a good 2 hours. Well, they didn't have that. There's always a hot boiler steaming to provide power for generators and ship service deals. There's always one boiler out. Well, we were fortunate. About 6 o'clock that morning, put another boiler on the line to take the place of the one that was firing. They were going to shut it down. They did shut it down, and the other one came online just before 8 o'clock. So that left us with two boilers that were hot when the word came that we were going to get underway. That was a plus. And getting the wires in, heavy wires that tie up battleships, is quite a chore. I'll never forget. We had a chief warrant boatswain on there by the name of E.J. Hill. E.J. was a tough hombre. He'd 43 years in the Navy, and he knew what he was doing. I was over there getting lines in on my deck. He was up on the boat deck. He'd come running down, yell down at me, "Fake those lines down. We're going to go to sea, and we may need them to tow somebody with." We were just pulling the wires in and throwing them down. These wires were 2¼ inches thick. So they're big, heavy wire. So anyway, we flaked them down the stern, have them ready in case we went to sea so we could tow somebody. Subsequently, that chief warrant boatswain went up at the forecastle by the anchor windlass and gear up there, and a bomb hit up there and killed him. We lost a lot of people.